Just go to Dr. Freestone, Freestone. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding Jennifer Shaul, Shaull. Date of birth, September 4th, 1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Shaul with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and history of membranous glomerulonephritis. Her last visit was August 9th of 2021. Her weight is down 3 pounds over the last 7 months, and she is scheduled to have an initial bladder surgery in April in Ann Arbor. And there may be several surgeries planned with her hope that she won't have to continue self-catheterizing herself after all the surgeries have been completed. She's had no seizures since her last visit, and she's feeling well. She had 2 doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccination. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations. She continues to self-catheterize herself due to chronic urinary retention. She denies cloudiness, blood, or foul odor. Her edema of the lower extremities is improving, and she wears AFOs on both legs due to cerebral palsy and ambulates with her walker. Medication list is reviewed and was unchanged from previous visit. Her Lasix dose is 40 milligrams two daily, and that seems to be a good dose, maintains a stable creatinine level, and manages her chronic edema. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was weight. It was 153 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 25th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 41. Albumin 4.4. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.1. Potassium 4.1. And sodium is 140. And hemoglobin 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a recheck visit in this practice in 6 months, hypertension and proteinuria. And the patient will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.